John, great start for you this afternoon, and then it just seemed to go flat after that.
Yeah, it did. It did, Mike. It's very disappointing when you get your nose ahead, and as I've said in there, you know, it was probably a bit too quick, and it gave them a long time to recover, and you know, we just weren't at it first half, for the remainder of that first half when they got back in it, they scored a decent goal, and I thought they passed the ball quicker than us. They're a decent side, they passed it around, you know. I'm not sure about them necessarily defensively. I think there was opportunities for us to get in behind them, but we didn't press and squeeze and compete and win challenges like we need to. You know, we can't be having this five-a-side thing where, oh, we'll let you have the ball, then we'll, when it breaks down, we'll get it, we'll have it for a, you know, for 30 seconds, and then you have it for a bit, and that's what was happening. It was like, it's like a pre-season friendly.
Were minds possibly on next weekend's FA Cup tie?
I've just said that they're changing them. There's always that possibility. You know, there's one or two lads who I think were on four bookings. So if they got a fifth, they'd probably miss the game. Sending offs, you know, you can, on a greasy pitch, you can lose your footing, and easily, if you go clattering into somebody, you can easily get a red. So, you know, I understand that might have been in the mind. They're not going to tell me that it is. That's a possibility. But we need lads who want to win 3 points. You know, forget the FA Cup. It's not even a consideration for me at the minute. You know, today was about getting 3 points against the team that were in and around us. So we've had a great opportunity. They didn't kick us around. They allowed us to play. We didn't do enough. Simple as. So we've got to look at it, you know. We need to look at it, and we've got to do something about the soft goals that we're conceding.
A new signing, Adam Morgan, who's been at Liverpool. You gave him the last 20 minutes. How did you feel about him?
Well, he looked like his movement was good. You can see he's played at a decent level. His movement was good. You know, it gives me a bit of optimism when I see him in there, and I think once we can get him into sort of real decent shape, match fitness, I think we'll have a decent player on our hands, and we've just got to, you know, learn a little bit about him. We've not had him here for very long, so we need to just have a look at him, see how he progresses with his fitness, you know. But you can see he's come on, he's looked reasonably sharp. He's got a shot away. I was watching his movement. It is good. He's creates a little bit of space for himself, and it's just about getting the delivery right.
You said the FA Cup's not a consideration for you at the moment, but how does the next week pan out? You've no game. What do you do in the next few days?
You know what we do? We get our trainers out on Tuesday, and we run. Right? And we run hard, and we get mental strength back. We work hard and know that we've worked hard. We know what working hard is all about. You know, and that is all my, maybe it's my age, but maybe that's my mindset is, look, you get a defeat, you get a below par performance. Well, we're going to have to start working harder, and working harder starts on the training pitch. You know, so that's what we'll be doing. We'll be working hard on Tuesday, and then we'll talk about Westfield on Thursday. But we'll be thinking about us and our ability to compete, not play. We know we can play. It's our ability to focus and you know, muster up a real performance that warrants 3 points, rather than thinking somebody's going to give them to us.
I was outside the dressing room. I'll put it, Ian Nevison clearly made his point somewhat forcefully. Do you think the point's gone home?
It usually does. We usually get a reaction. You know, obviously the next game is the FA Cup game, and yeah, of course, if we get through that, we'll be delighted. But we'll have to put a bit more effort in than we've done today. Well, when I say a bit more effort in, we haven't not put effort in. Let's make it clear. The lads have not, it's not that they've not tried. But at this level, you have to do more than just enough. And, you know, that will give everybody the motivation. I've no doubt that we'll get a reaction this week. We'll get a reaction and probably get a reaction next Saturday. And we'll soon get over this. Never feels like it. Spoils my Saturday night badly. But
feels sort of strictly.
No, we can't. No, we can't. Look, at the end of the day, it's a football match. It's not the end of the world, you know. You know, nobody's died, have they? So it's a game of football at the end of the day. We take it seriously, and it hurts us when we can see the missing ingredients. If you put the effort in, you work, then you still get beat, then you can take it on the chin a little bit, can't you? But I'm always disappointed when my teams don't go the extra mile. It kills me, you know.
Have you got a cat?
Well, no, unfortunately, so it's one of my lads. I'll have to get a kick on it. It's, I don't know, Lucas, you'll get a kick now, I think. I don't know. I'll be all right by about Tuesday, once we've got a training session, once we look people in the eyes again and see whether they've got the mental strength that we need.
Great, thanks.